Some words of advice about filing. Have lots of fresh folders. I keep a giant stack of fresh new file folders instantly at hand and reachable from where I sit to process my in-basket. Nothing is worse than having something to file and not having an abundance of folders to grab from to make the process easy. Keep the drawer less than 3/4 full. Always try to keep your file drawers less than 3/4 full. If they're stuffed, you'll unconsciously resist putting things in there, and reference materials will tend to stack up instead. Some people's reaction to this is, I'd have to buy more file cabinets, as if that were something horrible. Well, help me out here. If the stuff is worth keeping, it's worth keeping so that it's easily accessible, right? And if it's not, then why are you keeping it? Label your file folders with an auto-labeler. Typeset labels change the nature of your files and your relationship to them. Labeled files feel comfortable on a boardroom table. Everyone can identify them. You can easily see what they are from a distance and in your briefcase. And when you open your file drawers, you get to see what looks almost like a printed index of your files in alphabetical order. It makes it fun to open the drawer to find or insert things. Get high-quality mechanics. File cabinets are not the place to skimp on quality. Nothing is worse than trying to open a heavy file drawer and hearing that awful screech that happens when you wrestle with the roller bearings on one of those $29.95 special sale cabinets. Get rid of hanging files if you can. At the risk of seriously offending a lot of people who are already using hanging files, I recommend that you totally do away with the hanging file hardware and use just plain folders standing up by themselves in the file drawer, held up by the movable metal plate in the back. Hanging folders are much less efficient because of the effort it takes to make a new file ad hoc and the formality that imposes on the filing system. Many people are stuck with the hanging file system, at least at work. If you have to work with hanging files, then I recommend that you do the following. Label the files, not the hangers. That lets you carry the file folders for meetings and when traveling without taking the hanger. Use only one file folder per hanger. This will keep the drawer visually neat and prevent the weirdness that results when multiple files make a hanger uneven. And keep a big supply of plain hangers and new file folders in the front of your first file drawer so you can make new files and store them in a flash. Purge your files at least once a year. Cleaning house and your files regularly keeps them from going stale and seeming like a black hole, and it also gives you the freedom to keep anything on a whim in case you might need it. I often purge my files while I'm on hold on the phone. I recommend that all organizations establish a dumpster day when all employees get to come to work in sneakers and jeans, put their phones on Do Not Disturb, and get current with all their stored stuff. Dumpsters are brought in, and everyone has permission to spend the whole day in purge mode. One final thing to prepare. You've blocked off some time, you've gotten a work area set up, and you've got the basic tools to start implementing the methodology. Now what? If you've decided to commit a certain amount of time to setting up your workflow system, there's one more thing that you'll need to do to make it maximally effective. You must clear the decks of any other commitments for the duration of the session. If there's someone you absolutely need to call or something you have to check with your spouse about, do it now. Or make an agreement with yourself about when you will do it, and then put some reminder of that where you won't miss it. It's critical that your full psychic attention be available for the work at hand. So, have you handled all that? Good. Now it's time to gather representatives of all your open loops into one place.